Welcome to the PrivCap podcast.
And now, PrivCap's David Snow.
Today we're joined by Stephen Milner of Gen2 Fund Services, Scott Zimmerman of EY, and Ian Cameron of the Washington State Investment Board. Gentlemen, welcome to PrivCap today. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
David. Thanks, David.
Let's talk about the challenge that private equity faces in the form of data. There's a ton of data that could be collected and shared. There's a huge demand for data about the portfolio companies and many other aspects of the private equity business. And yet, there's a real challenge in actually sharing it in a useful fashion with regulators, with investors. Scott, your firm EY has done a survey recently, and what did it learn about the way that investors view the challenge of data?
I think the conversation to this point has been very logical and sets it up nicely. I mean, the survey focuses on seismic shift and disruption, which is regulatory. It then talks about transparency and the reporting burdens and just, you know, how much work they have to do. It then talks about, you know, there aren't really any solutions out there from a systems or a technology, so where does it end? It ends in data. So that's where we see data. We see data as now where everyone's focused, and we see the answer to the problem as being those who can harness that data the best.
We still don't have good standards. ILPA and others are starting to think about that. But for large consumers of data, they're actually putting out their own requests and saying, here's what we'd like to see. And here's when we'd like to see it.
Ian, speaking of large consumers of data, your organization, Washington State Investment Board, is one of the largest LPs in the world. You have relationships with many managers. Talk about the challenge of sorting all the data that comes your way, making it useful, and sharing it where it's necessary.
We're looking at our entire portfolio, all the asset classes, and we're looking and examining risks across all of them. So in order to be able to have private equity feed into that, we need beyond the operational information that we need to kind of know how that fund is functioning, we need to get down to portfolio level data, and that has to be available to us so we can look at our concentration risk, we can look at liquidity risk, leverage, all those different things. And that's what's really, I see, shifting in the pension space. I think sovereigns are probably a little bit ahead of us, but I think that's where you're seeing is an accumulation of that data in order to analyze your entire portfolio and make sure, your risk-weighted returns are where they want to be. And so in order to get that, how we get that and how we process it, that's our challenge, is trying to figure that out. I mean, we've actually developed a data warehouse at the SIB that we utilize extensively. We use Tableau as a tool to draw that information and put it in a usable format for investors. But I think that's the key is private equity funds need to be able to provide that data in a timely way, first of all, and in a common format that can be easily uploaded and brought in. And the struggle with private equity is always timeliness, I think, because you're going to get some lag factors. But, we can factor that in. I think it's about grabbing that data for us and bringing it into our warehouse first so that we can use it.
Steve or Scott, do either of you see resistance from either GPs or the portfolio companies in sharing data in a useful and a timely manner?
So there's a couple driving issues. So we have some clients, private equity fund client, who may own 25 or 30% of a portfolio company, i.e. they're not in control. They have a different seat at the table in terms of asking for information than someone who's a control investor. Separate and apart, we fill out something called a Form PF, private fund, and an SEC filing. And depending upon the size of the fund, the data actually gets into the portfolio companies. And so when we try to get the data from the portfolio companies, there is sometimes reluctance. Where is this data going? What's it going to be used for? Can my competitors see it?
Ian, you work for a public institution which is subject to Freedom of Information Act requests. Is there ever a tension between the idea of sharing, data with partners and the thought that this might get out there from a Freedom of Information Act request?
Well, if I was a GP, I'd absolutely be concerned about it. There are exemptions, though, that protect trade secrets, that protect, competitive advantages that GPs may have. So we have, it doesn't become immediately publicly available. And that's helpful to us. I mean, so it's not without, beyond reason where everything is going to go into the public domain. But I understand that. I mean, that's what GPs are trying to balance, is how much transparency can I provide into the marketplace basically without sort of, giving up the secret sauce of which makes me a special GP that you want to be a part of?
Ian may have a certain data set that he, that's really important to him. The manager may have another one. Those that are resisting transparency, I think historically transparency tends to win. And those that embrace it early tend to get ahead of the market and figure out how to use that transparency to their own advantage versus resisting it.
I agree. I think, I mean, what we're talking about here is it's a moving train. And if you're getting on it, that train's going to keep going forward. And I think it is digitization. And you think about some of the, you know, processes that still exist in private equity, how capital call notices are delivered. Mm-hmm. You know, all those things are just ripe for change. And then, you know, the next step for us, once we, you know, are able to gather this data, put it into a usable format, right now we're probably desktop application is what we're talking about. But ultimately, you know, our investment team travels like any investment manager. They're going to want it on mobile devices and be able to access this. And I think that's exactly what Scott's talking about as this moves forward.
I agree. We're at early innings on this. But the train has left the station.
And I think they are very much in the sweet spot of where things are going to go. I love what you just said. The train is, you know, it's left the station, it's moving, you know, who's going to jump on and who's going to get there first?